schools and students. Maxel Fauchet took the microphone of Daybreak across the streets in our towns and cities and compiled the following view for us all Daybreakers.
Effective collaboration between parents and teachers is crucial for student success. Here are specific actions both parents and teachers can take to strengthen their partnership. Firstly, parents have to regularly attend parent-teachers conferences, openly share concerns, ask questions, and provide feedback to teachers. Stay up to date on school policies, curriculum, and activities. Be available to discuss issues with teachers. Secondly, teachers have to encourage parents to share concerns, ask questions, schedule regular conferences to discuss student progress, offer opportunities for parents to volunteer in the classroom and school. Respect parents' time and concern. Thirdly, both parents and teachers have to listen attentively to each other's concerns and ideas, maintain respectful and constructive communication, work together to address challenges or concerns, celebrate students' achievements and progress together. By taking these actions, parents and teachers can build a strong partnership, ensuring the best possible outcome, for collaboration is the key to unlocking students' potentials.
I think the best action for parents and teachers is that, one, if the teachers and the parents are not collaborating, there is no way for the teacher to discipline. And when the teacher discipline, the parent will come and say, don't worry, I changed your school, or the parent will go and attack the teacher. These children get into violent behavior because parents and teachers, they are not understanding. But if there is good collaboration between parents and teachers, children will know that if a teacher disciplines a child in school, the parent will do the same at home. That child will be afraid to commit a crime. That child will be afraid to be lazy. That child will accept to learn for his or her good. Thank you.
Good morning, Daybreak. I am Eric Tantu. I know that collaboration between teachers and parents can foster the well-being of students. For this to be effective, I think that parents and teachers should have a forum, like a WhatsApp forum, on which they discuss some of the activities that these children do at home and in school. For this, parents and teachers will be able to monitor the students, both at home and in school, so that the parents will be able to know what they did in school, and the teachers will be able to know what they are doing while at home.
Good morning. Shembi Kala Liberius, Nyoshembi alias Shei Wateri from Shishon Kumbu. For a child to succeed in school, be it a pupil or a student, it needs the collaboration of the parents and the teachers. And for this to be done, all the stakeholders, be it the parents or the teachers, need to always come to a compromise as per what concerns the students. That is, the teacher needs to explain any aspects of misbehavior to the parent, and vice versa. When this is done, and each and every person is made to understand that without another hand, one cannot tie a bundle, and make the child also to understand that as the teacher is right, the parent is also right, and that everybody is behind his or her success, I believe cordial relationship between the parents and the teachers can help very well to mastermind the success of our pupils and students.
For parents and teachers to strengthen the effective collaboration, there should be periodic meetings. If the collaboration between the parents and the teacher is there, it will help the students to succeed in whatsoever they do. Parents have to play a vital role. It's not only teachers that we can allow to be following up the children. If parents are following up the children at home and the teachers following in school, the student will succeed. So the two must work together. That's why there's an association called Parents Teacher Association for them to work together for the success of the young learners. Anyam Edison Penn is my name from Dog.
Thanks very much for reactions there coming in. You can also send your reactions, be part of the Daybreak Family Forum, 670-201-485. This is Daybreak on the national station of the CRTV. Views were compiled for us there by Max Mfoche. And still to come on Daybreak, to let you know that our guest of the week today will be Pastor Banjo, will be my guest of the week this day on Daybreak on the national radio in Cameroon. And then there's also still to come, you shall have a ride, ladies and gentlemen, to Viewpoint today by Charles Timber. But first, let's look at the weekend for you and me. What are your plans for the weekend? Where do you want to spend your weekend? What are the big places you want to visit this weekend? One mind that has got the eyes of an eagle watching and taking note of where you and I could have real fun this weekend is Tenek Avitus. Tenek.